My name is Shin Inoue, and I am currently Senior Legislative Communications Associate for the ACLU's Washington Legislative Office. In the days and weeks after 9/11, we definitely saw a lot of cooperation and nonpartisanship on Congress in terms of people trying to work together to come to some sort of agreement on how the country should react. But as time passed, we definitely saw a divide between the Democrats and the Republicans, and even among each party, those that were willing to go that extra step in terms of how far they were willing to sacrifice civil liberties to achieve a perceived security goal. One thing that we've definitely seen here at the ACLU is concern from what we like to call true conservatives, people like Bob Barr, people like David Keene, Grover Norquist, people that do believe that privacy is important, that the government shouldn't abandon the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to pursue policies that still aren't proven effective, or to give the government so much power that you ultimately undermine the very freedoms that we're supposed to be defending. That's one of the reasons why a group called Patriots to Restore Checks and Balances was launched, to work with both progressives and conservatives to try to make sure that the balance between security and liberty is maintained. One thing that you've heard the ACLU say many, many times since 9/11 is that as we go forward, America can and must be both safe and free. And that's something that resonates not just with Democrats and not just with Republicans, but with a lot of people, because we recognize that one of the reasons why America is so great is because we have a system like the Bill of Rights and the Constitution where individual freedom and individual privacy is protected. And unfortunately, what we've seen from this White House and from some members of Congress is a willingness to undermine freedom, and oftentimes with the argument that that's what's needed to protect it. But it's definitely something that has gone too far.